Pillar of Women in the United States by supporting Women Heart and the 2008 Wenger Awards. Information at womenheart.org and by individual donors to PRI whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Our technical director is Henry Frain. Here now with AM 580 News, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. It appears that construction and renovation projects at the University of Illinois, including Lincoln Hall, will be put off for at least another year, unless lawmakers are called back to pass a capital spending plan for the state. More than $200 million in work on the Urbana campus will be canceled. Assistant Vice President for Planning and Budgeting Randy Kanga says it's been nearly 80 years since Lincoln Hall saw some renovation work. He says the U of I will likely seek out some roofing and tuck pointing on the building through university-issued debt. Another major project impacted is a building to house the world's fastest supercomputer. But Kanga says because the petascale facility has already received its federal grant, planning continues there nonetheless.
There's a lot of time pressure on that. So we might try to borrow and ask for reimbursement from the state or some other alternative, maybe ask for a debt stream and do a debt issuance ourselves or find some other creative mechanism to try and bring that project forward.
The university sought $60 million from the state for the petascale facility. Groundbreaking was tentatively set for this fall with completion scheduled by the fall of 2010. Two other projects won't be completed without a capital bill. Planning continues for a crop bioprocessing research lab, but state funds are needed for construction there. And a new building for electrical and computer engineering is also delayed, requiring state dollars and matching private money. The U of I, meanwhile, may be able to sell alcohol when hosting concerts and major sporting events. Jenna Dooley has more.
Even if it becomes law, alcohol still couldn't be sold at student-sponsored events like football and basketball games. But beer and spirits could be sold at other events in Chicago, Springfield, and in Urbana-Champaign. The school would likely sell alcohol in skyboxes at the new Memorial Stadium and during concerts in Assembly Hall. Chapin Rose, a Mohammed Republican, represents the UIUC campus. Rose says it's a win for the U of I.
This definitely enhances their ability to rent space and make some money on the margin.
Anti-alcohol groups are against the university profiting from alcohol sales and say there may be unintended consequences associated with underage drinking. The legislation has passed both houses and is now before the governor. I'm Jenna Dooley.
A trial date's been set for one of the two men charged with a crime spree last year that resulted in the death of a Douglas County sheriff's officer. A judge in Macon County has set a February 9th date for William Thompson's trial. He and Yusef Brown face the prospect of the death penalty if they're convicted of shooting Chief Deputy Tommy Martin in the midst of a chase last June. The chase ended in Arcola when Thompson entered a bank and held hostages for several hours. There's no word on if or when a trial date for Brown will be set. Parishioners at Chicago's Trinity United Church are now adapting to a congregation without Illinois U.S. Senator Barack Obama. Obama announced this weekend that he and his family had quit the church. The senator says his connection to Trinity had become a political circus, and those politics were distracting the church and the community. Sam Hudzik visited Trinity yesterday and filed this report.
During the first service of the day, Barack Obama's name was not spoken from the altar, but the controversy and the loss of their famous member was indirectly addressed. An assistant pastor urged the congregation to forget the news media. One churchgoer, an 18-year-old who refused to give his name, said it's the media who drove Obama from Trinity.
If I was put under a position where I was uncomfortable in my own church, my thing is that how can I praise God and focus on what God is trying to do for me in my life when I have media and publicity all around me 24/7?
This non-judgmental acceptance of Obama's decision to leave Trinity was shared by several people, including a woman who identified herself as Miss Lemon.
I guess he's doing what he feels that he has to do.
Do you think it's what he had to do?
Well, I don't think he had to do it, but that was his decision. And I stick by his decision.
A woman driving by in her car leaned out the window and scolded Lemon for talking to a reporter. Another indication the media attention has worn thin among Trinity's 8,000 or so members. Yesterday, four camera crews and a half dozen reporters asked churchgoers to comment on Obama's decision to quit the church. Most declined. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Another month, another drop for an index that estimates how the Illinois economy is performing. The University of Illinois Flash Index sunk to 102.3 in May. Any number above 100 means the economy is still growing. But the index's author says it's been dropping for about a year and is now at its lowest point since mid-2004. However, economist Fred Gertz says it's still not clear whether a recession is unavoidable for Illinois. He cites optimism from some economists that the worst of the slowdown may be over, but Gertz says other signs of optimism over the past year have been followed by new problems. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.